RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Start of a big week here on Talk Radio 1210. Big Supreme Court case tomorrow. We got people lined up for already. We'll talk with Paul Morrow at 12:30. And for my money, the best, the most detailed, 23 years NYPD. Rose to the rank of inspector, as you probably know, has his own law firm, and he centers on things like counterterrorism and breaking down progressive females run wild. So we'll get the latest from him. But man, everybody in the world piling on over this. But on the bigger picture issue, as we speak, in New Jersey, right now, they might have a last session. I don't know how it's possible that today, January 12th, is the last session, and they are piling it on, including a bill that would codify the Sanctuary State Directive. That's a directive. Think executive order directive from Phil Murphy. It would codify it today. That's where they're going, to make it a sanctuary state by law, not just by directive, which, you know, has some repercussions, but this is by law. And they may have the votes for it. Dawn Fantasia's in the middle of the scrum, but maybe Henry, put her down for tomorrow. I think the dust will clear. And let's hope they're stopped. But after all this, this is where they are still going. So let's get it on. Let's continue this. Now, with Rochelle Bilal, who we're still trying to get on. Who knows? After last week, I think a lot of people in America think that the sheriff, like in many places, is the chief law enforcement officer. So I guess it was after the show on Friday or over the weekend. Commissioner Bilal, who is a guy, it's not going to rub, you know, their nose in the dirt or whatever, but came out and said, no, the Philadelphia police are the law enforcement agency, not the sheriff, goofballs. Well, I added the goofballs there. But that hasn't stopped it over the weekend. Henry, this is cut 19. This is one of the daffiest commentators I've ever seen on network TV, on MSNBC, asking the musical question. And she did it as if this is brilliantly insightful. Why is it that ICE people have guns? Why are they allowed to have guns? Here's how it sounded.
The world is watching, and the world knows that America has an issue with guns.
And police,
of course. But the gun thing, the fact that she was shot like this for what? Almost hitting this agent? I mean, the fact that guns were used and she was shot and killed in this way, to me, is the most horrifying part. Why does an ICE agent have a gun?
Why does an ICE agent have a gun? just think of the attacks, just think of what they're under versus local police, which are not as much under attack. But the big narrative from the weekend, the media can't get enough. The Inquirer, I'm looking at several others, saying America is erupting because of this. Indivisible, anytime you see indivisible, they are the radical guts of these wild progressive women. Indivisible Altoona talked about the crowd they turned out. Central Pennsylvania. The Inquirer had like eight printed pages of suburbs from Belmar to Delco to a retirement village in Roxborough, all saying the same thing. The suburbs are erupting. They're flooding into the streets. They're not going to take it anymore. Could it be that these suburbanites doing this, some of them are just rabid anti-Trump haters? For some of them, it's pure theater. They're bored. I'm looking at a conga line. If you're dancing around with funny hats on a conga line, are you really fighting fascism? Is that the uniform to wear? Or are you just bored? But you're going to see a lot more of this. The media wants us to believe it's like the No Kings thing, and that this is really set it off. Now, as I mentioned, tomorrow, the Supreme Court hears the trans athlete cases, I believe, from West Virginia. And they won't rule on it, but you'll be able to tell, and we'll break it down tomorrow by the testimony and by their reaction to it. I think they're going to say that these states that have passed laws against it are every bit in their rights. And we have Stacey Garrity on tomorrow, running against Josh Shapiro. And she and I have talked many times about this is one of the issues, education and the trans issue. And Shapiro, rather than being the usual chameleon that he is, has started to kill. As soon as he says folks, every time that guy says folks, the punchline's coming of the dirty laundry. He's solidly in the trans camp. And we're going to see in Pennsylvania if this guy can folks us to death with that or not. Or people are going to say, no, we had enough on this. And I think the Supreme Court's going to rule once and for all. Now they're still going to fight it. They want to die on this hill. Well, let's continue to let them die on this hill. But that's what's going to happen tomorrow. All righty, 855-839-1210. That's how you grab a line. Here is a little bit more. And no word from Wesley Hunt yet, Henry. He came on the show before. Decorated helicopter pilot.
I've been in contact with his office.
You think he's coming on?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Hopefully this week.
Yeah, I really want to get his response. Proud African-American, pro-Trump congressman. Called a name that I'm not going to say by Rochelle Bilal. This woman, now, it's just, our listeners, you know, you listen to me over the years. You know I've detailed how unbelievable this is. Even for Philadelphia, this woman is hard to believe. I'll say Philadelphia is not quite as bad as it looks with her. But she's standing there with Krasner, so maybe Philadelphia. Just think about that national look. Krasner and Bilal there, threatening to arrest federal agents. We have the head of ICE. We'll play him in a moment. But here's what Bilal said to Wesley Hunt, who you've heard on the station many times, about him jumping into the ring and saying, are you crazy about ICE?
My ball masked up. You're going to try to open up my car and pull me out, and I ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing, I'd have took off too. I'd have took off too. She took off because she was scared. And then this nutcase talking about you're going to respect law enforcement. Hell, they don't respect law enforcement. January the 6th, they was trying to kill the law enforcement professionals up there at the White House. They was trying to kill them. So you talking about respect law enforcement? You should respect them then on January the 6th. See, he don't even know what he's talking about. But if you bucking for a job and you keep being a handkerchief-haired Negro, exactly what you're doing, then go ahead and do that. Go over there and get a job over there. And because you're black, he ain't going to give you one either. So you might as well just stay where you are and just get out of the way with the nonsense. Because you can't talk about respecting law enforcement when you tried to kill someone. You can't talk about respecting the president when he don't respect the citizens of this country. I ain't got nothing else to say about him. Go get a job somewhere else.
Anybody know what school, allegedly, that she graduated from, Rochelle Bilal? Is it picky to point out that grammar and syntax don't seem to be a requirement to be the head of an organization with millions and millions of dollars, deadly weapons they collect. And is anybody in the media going to ask, hey, Rochelle, that's good about Trump. When are you holding a sheriff's sale? When's the next sheriff's sale? That's what I was told the other day. You're the first part of it, sheriff's sale. Now, not to be outdone over the weekend. Well, here's the response first, and I'll play the couple from over the weekend. This is Cut 11, Henry. Here is, I forget Mr. Lyon's first name. He's the head of ICE now that Homan has moved up to be the entire operation. Here's what, is it William you said?
Todd.
Todd. Okay, Todd Lyons. Here's what Todd Lyons, the head of ICE, said about this front side from Rochelle Bilal.
All right, Mr. Director, I want to play for you some sound. This is a sheriff in Philadelphia who had a message about your agency on Thursday. Watch.
We are not going to whisk you away for them to hide your identity, because when you do it there, you're getting arrested. And so we stand here today with all those who stand against the made-up fake, what you can call ICE, professional law enforcement. I don't call them none of that. If them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it.
Those were on the record comments from that law enforcement official, whose bio, by the way, is very heavy on DEI, the bio that she put out for herself. What is your response to those remarks?
Well, first off, Guy, anytime you pit law enforcement officers against law enforcement officers, it makes nobody safe. This is the exact type of political rhetoric that I've been saying ever since I had the opportunity to be the ICE director, that you, this increased rhetoric is what's causing the issues right now. You can't pit a local law enforcement officer against a federal law enforcement officer. We are out there trying to do a lawful law enforcement mission, and this rhetoric right here is pure example of what we're facing every day. And you know, I'm not one for like big, you know, banter or bluster, but my message to the sheriff is try it. Try arrest my folks. Let's see what happens.
All right, let's come to Philadelphia. Let's get it on. She's bringing the smoke. I got to look up during the break. What school did we have her bio there, since there's so much DEI in it? What school did Rochelle Bilal graduate from? Was it in Philadelphia? I don't remember that. I just used to remember her when she headed up a rogue organization that was anti the real police union when she was a cop. Now she's a national embarrassment, standing right next to Larry Krasner. I wonder if even Krasner's saying, you know, is this a good look for me? I'm insufferable. I'm out there. But my God, is this a good look? All right. We'll talk with Paul Morrow at 12:30 today. We're going to talk. Look, I don't just preach to the choir. If you want that, you know, we have a Republican coming on that we welcome before at 1 o'clock, Marty Young, to explain why it appears he's for a form of Obamacare, at least for kids, their mothers, and some others. He's running against the Houlihan in Chester County. Is this just a tactic because that's what you got to do to win in the suburbs? We'll find out at 1 o'clock. Of course, the great Scott Presler here at 2. Now, yesterday, and we'll delve in and out. It's a shame that Ray Dininger is still on that cruise. He must have known. People were saying, how can you take a cruise in a long run of the playoff? I don't know if he's back this Friday or not.
No, he's off for months.
Oh, months. Oh, my God. He really is taking a pound.
Yeah, no. Don't talk to me about this team.
Yeah. But I was looking for a question that wouldn't sting too much for the side, but we had a couple good ones. I got them in my back pocket for tomorrow because of what went on at the end of that game when they're all looking at the play sheet. And I'm going, hey, why don't we take a look over there? We got a spy. Take a look. Get the drone on San Fran's play sheet. Let's do that play if we can. All right. And Nick seemed to be okay with it after. I mean, when you call timeout, you have a picture there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Pulling my hair out. I know. For that.
So I'm looking for all time, and it doesn't have to mean they're good, because Kevin Bitullo is not a good second banana. Henry, you weren't the only one. You asked about second banana somebody else out here. I tried it out on them. They're like, what? So maybe it's a dated term.
Yeah, it might be a little dated.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of
I think I've heard it before, yeah, but like reading your text, I was like, what?
Yeah, second bananas. So we're looking for the lesser part of this duo, the top lieutenant, like Batman and Robin. Like, I think this is a pretty good one, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Luigi's definitely a second banana.
Oh, it has to be.
This goes back. Carson hasn't been, he hasn't been alive for 20 years, I guess. But the great Johnny Carson, the greatest talk variety host of all time, there's no doubt. And Ed McMahon, that was a classic second banana. All he did was go, hi-yo, every time Johnny Carson said something remotely funny. All right, so that's what we're looking for. Because we better get this done quickly. Petullo's still over there at the NovaCare, but, you know, the day is, well, after
he better
lunch.
Be, yeah, he's over there clearing out his desk,
yeah, he
hopefully.
Might be. He might be. It would be amazing if he weren't. I would just, stunning. The Eagles don't fall around. This is as big of an embarrassment as we've seen. Just incredible. It almost takes your breath away. So, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two off the board, okay. Both in the negative realm,
yes.
Because I'm not feeling right. Too happy after yesterday's game. First one I'm gonna take off is a fictional character. It's actually a puppy. I hate to pick on a puppy, but
picking
this is
on a puppy on Monday. Wow.
It has to be the most annoying puppy of all time. I'm of course talking about Scooby-Doo's nephew, Scrappy-Doo, who is nothing more than just an annoyance, whether you're watching the cartoons or whether you're watching the live-action movie. I mean, they kicked him out of the van. They're like, we can't deal with this guy.
That's anymore. A contemporary second banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens, a second banana.
And this one's a little outside the box. I'm kind of pushing the limits on the side question here. I'm going to go with the NBA draft. In 2012, the first overall pick was Anthony Davis, who has had himself a pretty much Hall of Fame career, 10-time All-Star, NBA champion, all-defensive team, block champion, all-NBA, NBA 75th anniversary team. And I feel like people forget that the number two pick was his teammate at Kentucky, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. And if you remember, the thing about Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is that he's an incredible defender, awesome defender, but he's just got to learn how to shoot. And this is why I don't trust
not a learnable
scouting
skill.
in NBA circles.
You don't
because
learn that
necessarily. If you watch that guy shoot in college, if you look up a picture of his jump shot when he was playing for the Bobcats, it's broken beyond belief. I mean, his arms are like inverted when he's shooting. I mean, that's a number two. You cannot waste a pick on that, especially when people like Bradley Beal and Damian Lillard are going in the picks after him. I mean, what a waste of a number two pick.
All right, that's a second banana. Sean, do you have one?
Yeah, so I got one. My number two pick is actually going to be, I got two teams. So I got two different, two basketball players.
Okay.
First, I got to go with Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm. As you can tell, one of the greatest two-man of all time.
Right.
Helped Michael Jordan win six championships. Mm-hmm. Actually kept the Chicago Bulls good when Michael Jordan had his tenureship in the MLB. Mm-hmm. But then my second one, I think we all know this one. This is a negative one. Number two, Ben Simmons.
Oh.
He was supposed to be the best number two out of Philadelphia. And as you could tell, he did not live up to any of the expectations. And he just really disappointed me so much that guy that I used to look up to, that I used to buy his jersey, that now is in the trash. So, he's my number two.
Burn it.
I was going to, but then I was like, nah, I don't want to get kicked out the house.
he's a renowned fisherman, though.
Yeah.
Look it up.
He's fishing now.
He's got all these back issues, but let's go deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
All right, let's hope Jaws, he captures that. We'll see what he does. Okay, 855-839-1210. So you got it? That's the side today coming off. We had a squeeze in Petullo. They're in it, the most wanted guy in Philadelphia now. All right, Paul Morrow here. Nobody better to break down both legally and tactically as a former inspector in the NYPD from Fox News Channel. You get in at 855-839.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
12.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Hit us today on the side with all-time second banana. You heard some great ones we already put out. Everybody has one. Doesn't have to be a great second banana. It could be a horrible one. I think Don Quixote, well, that wasn't horrible. That's a good second banana. It's Don Quixote is tilting at windmills. This coming off Nick Sirianni and Kevin Pitullo. We want to do this before Pitullo's out of there, so you might want to try the first hour. Okay, one more on yesterday. Several people on Twitter, Spike Eskin, a couple of others down the hall, IP, saying they were there yesterday. And Eagles fans, because Kittle on the 49ers, different type of player, he embraces the craziness that goes on here and realizes this is a passionate fan base. If he were in Philadelphia, he'd be beloved. But the lazy San Francisco media, their big takeaway, they're putting it up there in the top 10 that these fans, when he was carted off, were serenading him with goodbye and worse. Now, there are some animals. I'm looking at some footage of Eagles fans, some of them throwing full beer cans at some 49ers who were walking down, I guess, Broad Street after the game. So it happens, but the people that I respect that I'm looking at on Twitter that were there, press box and a whole bunch of stuff, near the, some of these San Francisco writers, are saying once again, and this is one of them, look, you got to fill hours. Particularly this happens with baseball. So what do? You go back again and again and again to Santa Claus and everything else, and this will just add to it. And there have been bad incidents. Okay, speaking of bad moments in Philadelphia sports, here is Doc Rivers. Probably, he is one of the most overrated. I don't know if he's the most overrated ever. He'll be in the NBA Hall of Fame because he's been around forever. He had three great players that dragged him to an NBA championship. Essentially, the last 10 years, he's been moronic. Listen to his take on Ms. Good.
You know, what happened in Minnesota was a straight-up murder, in my opinion. And it's awful. You know, this lady was probably trying to go home, and she didn't make it home, and that's really sad. So the whole ICE thing is a travesty. You know, it's clearly, to me, it's we're attacking brown people, and I just happen to be brown. And I don't think it should just be brown people who are upset at this. I think we all have to be. I don't care what side of this thing you are on politically. What's going on in our country right now is absolutely wrong as far as the race stuff. The politics, I'm not going to get into. The race stuff, I will. And it's just wrong, and we have to do something. But the only thing we can do right now is keep speaking up, because it doesn't seem like they care. And that's troublesome. Last thing I'm going to say, because I don't want to stay on this, but I could. I keep thinking about kids and when I grew up, the president was always the role model. And I think about that and the effect of being a bully, lying. How is that good for our kids? And that worries me for our future. So.
Yeah, all right, next question. Hey, Doc, when they play a zone against you, why don't you know what the hell you're doing? All right, sorry for that diversion. Here's Steve Kerr, who is a bit smarmier. You know, he's a little passive-aggressive, great player, and his coaching seems to be pretty good because he's lasted a pretty long time. Here's Kerr of the Warriors talking about Ms. Good.
Well, I'm glad that the Timberwolves, recognized her life and the tragic nature of her death. And it's shameful, really, that in our country we can have law enforcement officers who commit murder and seemingly get away with it. It's shameful that the government can come out and lie about what happened when there's video and witnesses who have all come out and disputed what the government is saying. So very demoralizing, devastating to lose, anyone's life, especially in that matter. So it's terrible, terribly sad for her family and for her and for that city. And I'm glad the Timberwolves came out and expressed that sadness.
All right, then. So with Doc Rivers, first of all, it's a progressive white woman, Doc, that's involved here. Steve Kerr, the videos indicate some of the newer, how many minutes she was trying to disrupt and impede ICE. We've talked about this again. Bad things are going to happen when there's that much chaos and you're behind the wheel of the car and a reasonable person could think you're coming at them to hit them after you've already bumped them. But I'm going to go to break early even because Paul Morrow is as good as anybody we can bring you in the world. Fox is lucky to have him. They're lucky to put him on so many different shows, even on The Five. And in moments like this, he's the go-to guy. And he's with us next. 23 years, NYPD, inspector rank, his own law firm. And I'll just throw the ball to him in the beginning of what pops. I've told you what pops on me, and I'll continue to say it. If the police had been there preventing chaos, she'd be alive today. It's just that simple. But I'll let Paul throw it where it goes next. That's what we're looking at. Advancing the story, Paul Morrow from Fox News Channel with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, he's not on that noontime couch on Fox News outnumbered. Well, we have two producers and me here. Maybe we can outnumber Paul Morrow, who I said 23 years, NYPD, nothing better than that, inspector rank, attorney, and go-to when we have a situation like we saw play out in Minnesota. Let's bring Paul back to Philadelphia. Paul, thank you so much. We don't have a couch for you. We just have a phone line, but thanks for joining us.
Anytime. I appreciate you having me.
Well, Paul, my big takeaway, and I'll get yours overall, and if it advances or it goes back, it doesn't matter. The chaos that we saw there with the stuff going on with ICE is never good. It ratchets everything up. The police, if they had been there, would never allowed her to be in position to block traffic like this. She would be alive. But since they deem that as assisting ICE in deporting people versus just maintaining order, we're going to have these situations again and again.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obvious. The Minneapolis PD has decided to completely abdicate their basic responsibility to public order, which, of course, not only covers federal officers who are conducting legal operations inside their city, but also to protect the residents. That was a neighborhood where they were doing an operation. Had the police responded to what are certainly 911 calls that came in during this whole thing, you got to imagine that calls came into 911 because it was a tense situation already. The police chief there kind of let it slip. He said at one point in the presser that they have a quote-unquote executive supervisor, some term like that, who is screening all the 911 calls that come in relative to ICE. In other words, we have somebody sitting there figuring out a way to bat these away so we don't have to do anything.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's a perfect factoid on this. And again, you know, even though it snowballs and all that, you had all those people, they were spraying some of them. When you get into that, it's going to be anything can happen. Paul, at this moment now, after being through the weekend and all, in your mind, where does this move next, or what is it that you wanted to clarify that's the media narrative that's out there?
All right. So, you know, look, one of the things I did with I actually did 26 years with NYPD, but while I was there, one of the things I did when I was commanding officer of the Legal Bureau was sat on the use of force board. And, you know, that's a board that sits in terms of determining, okay, does there need to be discipline, how this went? Is it referred to the DA's office? Where's it going, et cetera? So I'm familiar with the nuances of these things. Just because you don't like it, just because it's not a great scenario, it isn't perfect by everyone's metrics, does not mean it is criminal. And in light of the fact that he was confronted with a two-ton vehicle coming at him, he had to make that split decision, his video. They don't have body cameras yet for all of the ICE people that they've rolled out into the field. They're getting them, but they don't have them. So that's why he had his phone out as he approached that arrest situation. Mm-hmm. And it was an arrest situation of somebody that had been impeding them. And he knew they likely weren't going to go easy. That's why he had his gun out, because he didn't know what they were capable of. So he's got his gun out. And people don't realize it was the conscientious thing to do to have his phone out, because in light of the fact that they don't have the body worn cameras, that's when you're supposed to turn it on when you have an arrest situation. So he did the conscientious thing. Took out his phone and turned it on. Well, it turns out to be the best evidence in his favor, in my estimation, because it's that most recent video that came out when the car came at him. So taking that and the standard is the totality of the circumstances for a federal officer. That's under federal law. They're going to look at all of this, and almost certainly under this administration, they are going. It's going to be investigated by FBI civil rights, and they're going to come back with no indictment. They're not going to pursue it. Minnesota will make a big political show of trying to have an investigation on the state level. If they do, it's just another example of them being performative and wasting everybody's time, because all the officer will have to do is file to remove the case to federal court, which it will go to, at which point the case will drop and die. So it's not going to be criminal. The most I could see is, as sometimes you do in these circumstances, and that's why I brought up the discipline board that I sat on, the use of force board, is that sometimes you refer for retraining, you put out circulars, but then you also put out new measures to make sure it doesn't happen again agency-wide. As in, we're sending in 100 guys to do an arrest operation, send in 150, and the extra 50 are arrest teams. And anybody who does the kind of stuff we just saw, we're not going to rely on the locals because we clearly cannot arrest them and put them all the way through federally, build the cases very meticulously because what they committed was a felony. You know, one of the things people don't realize is that the wife is liable for a felony. Not they've making the prosecutorial decision not to pursue it, but she is arrestable for having participated in impeding ICE operations. That is a federal felony up to 5 years.
What about the three shots? If you were sitting on that board that you talked about, Paul, is there any difficulty with the cop? The first shot, obviously, the car coming at him. I'm not clear on the second and third. What do you think about those?
It's hard to see from the video, and that is the biggest vulnerability that the cop has. So if you're sitting on the board that assesses this, and I don't know how ICE does it internally, if they have a board, they just throw it at the lawyers, or if it goes to FBI civil rights. But the two shots that follow the first shot when he's very startled are going to be his most problematic issue. The answer to that comes, I would argue, in two phases. First of all, anybody who has seen the video realizes that he gets all three shots off in the space of literally about a second. He fires the first shot in like a quarter of a second. So the fact that it's three, but it's so fast, it's not like he has time to consider. And this is when the thing is hit him, all right? Anybody who's never been in that circumstance can't appreciate it. I've had a car come at me. It's terrifying. Or it's really, really scary. Anybody who's ever seen a car accident or a car hit somebody knows how scary it is.
How does it cut for him, though, Paul? How does it cut? And you've already said that state thing isn't going to apply. I'm glad to hear that. That he had been dragged before because, of course, the other side is saying, well, he was dragged before. That means he was ready to fire this time around.
So that goes to the second point I was going to make that cuts in his favor, because the totality of circumstances here includes the fact that not only was he dragged previously, but one of his partners had his arm in the car.
Right.
And so he can fire under federal law at a fleeing felon, even if at that point he believes she's fleeing and not coming after him. It is policy and law that he can fire at a fleeing felon if that felon poses a danger to someone else. Having been dragged in the past, and the fact that his partner has his arm in the car in an arrest situation, telling her to get out of the car, he's reaching in to turn the keys off. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to turn the car off so he can get her out of the car, which is not a great tactic. That's one of the retrainings that I would put in place here. If I were sitting on the board, I would say the other cop has to be trained. Don't reach into a potentially moving car. It's too dangerous. But that said, he did it. It's nothing against it, but he did it because he's trying to make an arrest of somebody who's been impeding them for 4 minutes at the least. So that is all going to be part of the totality of the circumstances for why he fired the second two shots. And the fact that he'd been dragged previously is part of it.
Paul, I like what you said. And again, I don't know, ICE is, they seem to be having trouble getting more people because it's so massive what they're doing. But that's exactly right. I come from a cop's family background, so I've seen this stuff, you know a little bit, not like you, not on the front lines. It can have that kind of chaos out there that's going on with these people because they ratchet up. They keep on doing it till it gets more reckless. They have to be arrested the instant, even if there's 50 of them. You have to have the capability to take them out of the scene.
Absolutely. And when you take them out of the scene as an arrest, you can't pussyfoot around. Like, you know, you can't take them and then let them go. You got to put them all the way through the system. You got to charge them. In order to do that, you need dedicated officers at these riot scenes who stay with the body. That is to say, you make the arrest, you process that arrest, you do the paperwork, and you're ready to go to court. Because where these fall apart in chaotic scenes and riot scenes is that nobody remembers who did what. And then the cases fall apart and they get thrown out. That's common. NYPD tactics are that there are arrest teams behind the front line who have eyes on, can articulate what happened. They do the paperwork. They go all the way with it. When we had you know, mayors and an administration here in New York willing to prosecute, which we don't have anymore. But that said, that would be the way if I'm running this whole thing. I say we're going to do pinpoint operations, worst of the worst, and, which is what they're doing. But I would really, really do it asymmetrically, have extra people there. Something like this, where you're going to go on a residential block and you're going to be pulling people out. You shut off both ends of the block. They don't get on the block, these people. And anybody that's on the block, sure, they can come out of the house and film. Go ahead, but you better not impede. Shut down the block. Lock the whole thing down. Anybody gets in the way, an arrest team takes them. And here's what happens when that happens, Don. They get the message. It spreads through the protest community that, hey, look, they're charging people with federal felonies. You're looking at 5 years in federal court. Now you're draining resources from their lawyers, which are all the NGOs and money that ultimately we end up contributing to through our tax money, as you know. And they get the message. And you also publicize the messages. You put it out there. You put the mugshots online. They hate that because a lot of them are actually from moneyed families and moneyed backgrounds. Exactly. They want to play activist. You put this out there. You watch how fast this goes away.
Well, you know, I know you're doing a lot of busy stuff, your own law firm and Fox, but you got to go over there and give them a couple of pointers on this. So with Paul Morrow here, I got to ask you, so far, Mondani, is it just smoke that the NYPD, look, I'm partial because of Philadelphia cops and the family and all, but if I weren't, I'd have to say the NYPD is amazing. Are people leaving? And the police commissioner seems pretty good to me, Paul, given the totality of circumstances she has to work in. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd agree. Now, you know, let me caveat it by saying from where I sit, she's just doing the basics. But that said, being able to do the basics under this administration, right, and the last one even, is not easy. And she's doing that, and she's fighting through it. I know her a bit, worked with her. She's strong, she's tough, she's ambitious. I don't think she'll last. For those exact reasons.
I put
the over under at about 6 months. She needs to stay in the public eye because her ultimate ambition, I'm not telling you anything that's not out there, is to run for mayor herself. Mondani knows that, and so he can't show her too much leg. Her procedure here, her game plan would be to stick around, keep yourself in the public eye, make sure everybody understands you're doing what you can to protect the city from Mondani. And then at some point when you get in within the penumbra of the next election, you leave over an issue where you come out as the good guy and you run against him saying, I saw behind the curtain, folks, it's worse than you saw. You need to elect me. That's a winning strategy and she'd probably win. Problem is if she goes out soon, she's out of the public eye. I don't know what she would do to keep her name in the news for the next 3 years. So she's in a little bit of a push-pull situation. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the early signs are not good. He's tilting very strongly to the DSA. They are holding him accountable. They told him he would. And even if he wants to moderate, they're not going to let him. He's already doing some very, very questionable things. And I have to say, I wanted to give him a chance. I said it on the air, just like I said about Eric Adams. Don't pile on yet. Let's see what he's got. The signs so far are not good, but the door is still open. Let's see what he's got. Let's see how bad it gets.
Paul, where do we see you today on Fox? Are you on today?
You know, I actually had to take a little time off. I've been on a lot, as you say. I got to go to the dentist. Got to go to the doctor. My life. I got to do laundry, man. I'm on outnumbered. Maybe I'm oversharing. I'm on outnumbered tomorrow, and I have my show with two great lawyers, Josh Ritter and Donna Rotuno, on Fox's streaming service, which is like Fox's internal sort of Netflix. You know, you can sign up for it. It's a lot of fun. It's called Fox Nation. Anyway, we got a show on there. Airs live and we do all the crime stuff and everything else. So we're on this Friday. So, check it out. Fox's streaming service come a long way. It's great.
And Paul, that's every Friday you're on.
Yeah, every Friday we drop that show. Yeah, and it's live. So you'll watch me, you know, make a fool of myself.
All right. Hey, Paul, hope to see you in Philadelphia. But, boy, we love talking with you. We'll call upon you again. Thank you, Paul.
Anytime, Dom. You take care now.
All right, Henry, that might be an EJ and Tony type of thing here. I don't know. The guy is right in the center of the world with Fox. He's the big commentator.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what you said to him. Well, last time I had him on, it was tough. It was at Mulligan's on one of those big.
Oh, yeah.
I could barely hear myself with him. So I'm glad we got him on today. All right. Everybody said, too, somewhat, as I said, okay, the locals aren't going to do it. ICE has to block off the block. They got to bring their own guys in, arrest all these people, take them out of there. Don't give these wild, out-of-control, progressive women three or four shots at blocking you with vehicles. The recklessness of it is amazing. It's fun. It's their fun. I've said this many times with a lot of these protesters. Some of it is hatred. Some of it is fun hatred mixed together. It's their thing. And you can see where it ends sometimes. All right, coming to you on the side question, et cetera. At 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with Marty Young, who really surprised me last week. I'm glad he's coming on. Here's the headline. Pennsylvania Republican candidate wants universal health care for children, some others. What? Universal health care here. All right, not private. All right, we'll let him tell us about that. And is that going to be the compromise we're seeing in the Senate? Some Republican senators are willing to sign off on Obamacare, the extension. It already passed in the House. Is that where it ends up after all this fighting? 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Henry, I'm feeling that people are getting this second banana stuff. Here's a great one. It's random, but I might have to vote for it for winner if someone called in. Do you know who Grover Dill is?
No.
It's the toady in The Christmas Story. It's Scott Farkas's sidekick. You know, that little guy with that hat standing there looking
like the
around.
Beret with
when
the
he pounds him, yeah, when yeah. Ralphie goes nuts. Yeah. That is, all right, that's creative. That's a good one. And special announcement, who do we have on Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to have, looks like we're going to have Sheriff Seisler of Bucks County here on Thursday at 2 p.m.
Nice work. All right, Sheriff Seisler, 2 o'clock on Thursday. Again, we're not just bringing on the choir here. We may differ on stuff like Marty Young coming up. I differ with him on this. We'll give him a chance. He's running against Chrissy Houlihan. Let's get one on the board, though. Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Good Monday, Lance. What do you have today?
How you doing, Dom? I want to change my answer.
Sure.
Because I really thought about what a sidekick is. It's Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad to Walter White. Without Jesse, Walter White couldn't do the things he did. And a good partner, he takes it all. He's there for the good, the bad. He's loyal. He never lets you down. He's there thick and thin. And he's even willing to give his life if he has to. And that's what a partner does.
Yeah, but you left out the smoking crack part and the meth part, didn't you?
Well, he paid the full price.
That's true. Oh, Walter White lets the girlfriend die, too. Oh, man. Or aids and abets the girlfriend dying.
Yeah.
Now, who copied that? Breaking Bad copied it from The Sopranos, what Tony did with Christopher when they had the car accident.
Oh.
Yeah, he had to let him go.
Yeah. I think they got caught. Yeah. That's a good one. All right, Jesse Pinkman. I didn't think that would come up today. All right, we're going to talk with candidate Marty Young running on the Republican side. I saw this last week, and I'm glad he's willing to come on and talk about it. Headline says, a Pennsylvania Republican congressional candidate is proposing universal health care for children, young adults, and expectant mothers. Is that Obamacare, or has Marty figured out something that would play in the suburbs and isn't objectionable? All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.